Looking for a great math program? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective by using creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Here's a great testimonial from Lori, one of the many listeners of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. She said, "One day, my 10-year-old was in tears over math. I tried my best to help, but ended up in tears as well. We prayed together, and that very night, I received an email offer for CTC Math. The following Monday, we reviewed the curriculum together. She was willing to give it a shot, and we have never looked back." Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to part three of my conversation with Sam Sorbo. We are having a great time and we are talking about all things homeschooling. In the first episode, we talked about Sam's new book called Words for Warriors, Fight Back Against Crazy Socialists and the Toxic Liberal Left. We also talked a little bit about her Homeschool Help live webinars that she's doing, which you guys can find out more about those at samsorbo.com. And we're having a good time. We're doing some Q&A with her, which I love doing Q&A, and I know you guys love it as well. We love getting questions from you. And if you guys ever have questions for us, please send them to us at podcast@schoolhouserocked.com. We are here to serve you. We want to be an encouragement to you in your homeschool journey. And so we are happy to answer any questions you send our way. We do get questions sometimes that I feel like would not be the best to answer on air because maybe they just don't relate to everybody. They're very specific questions, but we do our very best when we get those to try to answer those individually through email. And so if you have questions like that, let us know. We will do our best to answer them. But I have a couple more questions for you, Sam. And thank you for joining me again today. I love having you with me. So let's dive into this question here. It says, and I love this question so much because I hear this mom's heart. She says, "I desire to reach other moms and encourage them to homeschool and in their homeschool journey, but I have no idea how. How do I muster the courage to do so?" And I love that because I remember when I first started homeschooling, I was kind of like, I'm not so sure about this homeschool thing. And I had friends who came alongside me and they encouraged me and kind of just showed me the ropes. And it wasn't too long after that that, you know, we dug deeply into homeschooling and I just fell in love with what homeschooling was doing for our family. Garrett also, I mean, we were so passionate about this opportunity that we had to home educate our kids. And so I have always thought about it this way, and that if you see a really great movie or read a really great book, your instinct is to tell everybody about it. Like you just want to be like, let me tell you about this great book I just read or this great movie I just saw. And you're excited about it and you desire to share. And that's the heart that I hear behind this mom, is that she's so excited about it. She sees the benefit of it. She wants to be able to encourage other homeschool moms. But it does take courage sometimes, especially if you have family members or friends who are not homeschoolers and they don't quite understand it. So how do you do that, Sam? How do you reach out to others? Well, I know how you do it, but let's take you out of the public spotlight that you're in. Let's just put you on one. You're sitting at a park.
I was at TJ Maxx the other day, and the woman standing behind me had the most beautiful little girl on her hip. She was not three. And we struck up, I strike up conversations with people. It's what I do. And struck up a conversation. "How old's your little girl? Because I love babies." And she told me, "What's her name?" And I said to her, "You know, you have to homeschool, right?" I just say it, you know, you have to homeschool, right? Because it's clear mama loves her baby.
Yeah.
And if you love your baby, you got to home educate. I'm sorry. There's no middle. Yeah. Oh, you work full time. Okay. Figure it out.
Yep.
You can do it. I've done it. People have done it. You just figure it out. So, strangely, by the way, you never know how somebody's going to react. She said, "Yeah, you know, I've been thinking that." And I said, "Yeah, oh my gosh, it's the best." And then my little spiel, you know, this is my mission. This is what I talk about. This is what I love, whatever. Yeah. And at the end, she said, you know what? Thank you. I needed to hear that message today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So I just, look, the word, in fact, that's what my book is about. I'm showing a copy of my book, Words for Warriors, because it's all about the word.
Yeah.
So how do you share? Speak it. Speak truth in love and share the truth, because that's what we're here to do.
Yes.
And don't censor yourself.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that Abby and I have talked a lot about is knowing your why. You have to know your why. You have to know why you homeschool, because if you don't know why, then you don't know how to answer that question. And so if you can pinpoint your why, because this year specifically, a lot of people are homeschooling because of COVID and because they just didn't feel like they were comfortable putting their kids back in a system that was putting them in front of a school. But you have to know your actual why you're doing this.
So I agree, except that I don't think that if you're just trying to tell people how great it is, you have to. It helps, certainly. But I remember somebody came up to me, and this was after I'd written my book and I was talking and I was speaking and stuff. And somebody came up to me at church, "You're that homeschool gal, right?" And I said, "Yes, I am. How nice to meet you," whatever. And she grabbed my wrist. She's like, "Come talk to my husband." And so she just plants me in front of this big burly guy. And he says, "Oh, you're the homeschool gal. Okay. So give me just the 5-second pitch. Why?" And I literally, I'd never thought this before. It just spoke out of me. Yeah. And sometimes I think the Holy Spirit just moves. And I said, "I don't believe my children belong in an institution. And I don't think yours do either."
Yeah.
And
well, that
it
was your why.
Him. He was like, "Oh, well," you know, he didn't know what to do with that.
Sure.
So yeah, I had a bunch of other reasons, but none of them came to mind. Just this one and I'd never put it that way before. So don't be afraid that you don't have, because what I don't want people to hear is you have to prepare 5 points in an outline form in order to present your case. You know, you don't have to do that. You just, why? Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yep.
Period. End of statement. It's the best. It's the greatest.
Yeah.
How is it the greatest? Oh my gosh, my kids are awesome. I just love them. Don't you love your kids? Like, it's that simple. And then they're either going to want to hear that, and maybe you'll open the door and they'll start to do more research, or they're not going to hear it. And so, you know, seeds sown on rock typically won't grow, or they won't grow very tall and they'll get uprooted, but seeds sown on fertile ground. And you don't know how the ground's been prepared of the people that you're speaking to.
Sure.
So speak the word, just speak it.
Yeah. I think also having sharing your own personal testimony of what homeschooling is doing for you and in your family, because no one can argue with that. Nobody can argue with your story. I mean, it's your story. And so
how dare you love your children?
Right.
What kind of person are you?
Right.
That you speak highly of your children.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, share, no matter how old your kids are, share what the Lord has done in your life, in the lives of your kids, in the life of your family, and how he has worked because of homeschooling in the hearts of your children. And so no one can argue with that. I mean, it is what it is. And so,
amazing.
I mean, you had your why when he asked you the question, because you don't believe your kids belong in an institution and neither do his.
But it wasn't a prepared why I was pointing out. I hadn't prepared it at all. I'd never thought it before. And it just spoke out of me. And so I'm just saying, you know, sometimes when you're put in the hot seat, that's the opportunity for inspiration. Let's put it that way. For inspiration. Because
I think every mom needs to know their why, because if they don't know their why when it gets hard, it's easy to give up.
Oh yeah, at that point, no, I knew why I was doing it.
Sure.
For me, I just didn't know it enough to say it to him in that short form. And I learned it right then.
Right.
And sometimes that's just, but I was already convicted. So if you're saying you need to be convicted before you start speaking.
Oh no.
Yeah, well, but she is convicted.
She is convicted. I mean,
who knows?
Yeah. I mean, most people who homeschool have a conviction about it, or else they wouldn't be doing it. And
sometimes, you know, if people ask me and Braden's there, I'll just grab him and bring him and I'll go because of this. Now, check that out. Yep. Ask him a question. Go ahead. I dare you.
Yeah.
My kids are amazing. They're amazing. I can brag about each one of them as individuals who are thoughtful, and independent and clever in different ways. They're amazing individuals and I love them.
Sure. And again, Sam, that goes back to you knowing your kids intimately, because any one of us who spends a good amount of time with our kids, we can all find things to say about them that praises them. And I mean, not that parents who don't, you know, homeschool their kids, that it's not that they can't say good things about their kids. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, you know them so well that at any point you can give testimony about your kids and who they are and who their character is.
Well, here's the thing. I've crafted them. And so there is little that I disagree with.
Right.
Because I've not allowed the things that I disagree with to flourish because I know right and wrong.
Right.
And so I've fed the right and the truth and the beauty, and I've starved the ugly and the evil and the bad and the lies or whatever. Right.
Right.
And so I guess it's just the greatest. Who knows why? It's the greatest.
It is the greatest. On that note, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Learning to write well in order to effectively communicate ideas can be a challenge for many students. Equipping teachers and teaching parents with methods and materials which will aid them in training their students to become confident and competent communicators and thinkers is key. The Institute for Excellence in Writing is an organization dedicated to training, mentoring, and providing a model for teachers in a clear, sequential, and effective method of teaching writing that reinforces history, science, literature, and other content areas.
Our methodology begins with dictated content. So rather than saying to a child, here, think of something and learn to write, we actually give them the content, and through our 9 units, gradually wean them from dictated content to that blank page.
Through the process of learning to write well, students learn how to think clearly and to express themselves eloquently and persuasively. For more information or to order the program, visit IEW.com.
We are back with Sam, and I've got two more questions for you. So this next one is a little bit similar to the one that I asked previously, but she said, how do we lovingly speak up and speak truth about public school to our friends and family members who don't get it? And that's sometimes a hard thing to do because we just want to be like, just don't put them in public school because it's horrible. But how can we lovingly speak truth to them? Because I was in this situation exactly before we homeschooled. I had a couple of friends. The one that comes to mind the most quickly is my friend Holly. And she was already homeschooling her kids. And I was like, nope, not going to do it. I'm never going to homeschool. I would never do that to myself. I hated school growing up. I would never do that to my family, to my kids. That's just torture.
Oh, that's such a good point. Yeah. I hated school. That's why I'm not homeschooling. Oh, and you weren't homeschooling. You weren't homeschooled. So you just equated school with.
Oh, totally. Yes.
But I didn't. Why would I be the one to inflict that on my children?
Exactly.
That's an epiphany for me. I hadn't thought of that angle. That's brilliant.
I didn't get that at the time.
Right.
And this friend, Holly, she would just gently and lovingly talk to me about homeschooling. And she didn't push it on me, but she also didn't back off. She just would just talk to me about it. And through after several years, she got through to me. And to Garrett, and it was, you know, the Lord using several people in our lives to bring us to the decision to homeschool. But how would you recommend, since I'm pointing this question out at you, how would you recommend someone to be able to talk to their friends or family in a loving way to speak truth about public school and why they homeschool?
Know the facts. So, for instance, ever since they implemented Common Core, which they put in place without testing it, but they promised that test scores would go up, test scores have gone down. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if they really know what they're doing in public school. That gives me pause because I love my kids. So that's one, right? We're falling in world standings. So I think the last I checked, we're like 27th in the world, which is ridiculous because we spend more money than most every country, except I think Switzerland, on per pupil on public education.
Right.
And honestly, you know, my kids went to one of the premier public schools. It was awful.
Yeah.
And awful, not like in a terribly detrimental way, but mildly detrimental. Mm-hmm. It was awful. And the way that the kids were handled was not good. The way that the parents were, anyway, I won't get into it. So get a couple of facts that you can just put out there that are just some wedges. Well, you know, I know that kids who go to public school tend to rebel more than kids who don't. So I just don't want to take the risk that my kids will rebel. I think this mm-hmm. is a better, it just seems safer.
Sure.
To
sure.
not put them in that environment.
Speaking,
how about that one?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Statistically, you know, kids do seem to rebel more.
Just get two or three good statistics. Mm-hmm. This one. I'm sure. Not willing to take the risk.
Right.
It just seems risky to me. And so you just put it out there. So it's not like, oh, bad schools, you know.
Right.
I love teachers. I think that teachers are working. Personally, I say teachers are working in a system that's been corrupted. Unfortunate for them. I honestly don't know how Christians can work inside the public schools when they're teaching children that they're accidents of nature and that they have no value.
Mm-hmm.
I think every human being has value. If you're a Christian, you ought to believe that.
Sure.
Or you should have a harder time calling yourself a Christian because that is one of the tenets. Do not kill means every life has value. That's what that means. And so to claim that we are all accidental is anti-Christian. Okay.
Right.
It's against our religion. And so if you're talking from just a Christian standpoint, you just say, well, what they're teaching in school is antithetical to the Christian teachings. And I don't want to subject my child to that mm-hmm. without giving them the alternative. And they say of course they'll answer, they'll say, well, you have the child, you can teach the child the Christian ways. Yeah. But 1 hour a week in Sunday school is right. not going to combat 40 hours a week in
no.
public school.
No.
And by the way, between you and me, Yvette, I don't know what they're teaching in Sunday schools these days either.
Sure. Yep. So. Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah, that is
There's
a good
a
point.
Reason that I think it's 85% of professing Christian youth leave the church yep. within 2 years of high school graduation.
Yes.
Yep. 85%. Boom. Yeah. Gone.
Yep. Ken Ham talks about that in his book, Already Gone. Yeah. That's an excellent book. I highly recommend it. If you guys have not yet read that book, I highly recommend getting it. There's a video as well that you can watch. I'll link to both of those. And then one last question. And I love this one.
It's a good one. I know.
What would you tell your younger homeschool self today?
Oh, so it depends on how young, but initially, and this was my big lesson, is don't sweat it. Mm-hmm. Don't sweat it. Don't sweat the small stuff. Stop dotting every I and crossing every T and doing every problem. It's not rocket science. You just want your kids to boil it down. Excuse me. You want your children to learn how to learn.
Yeah.
And basically to learn how to teach themselves. That's what it's about. And the subjects and how dare they, as if God had divided the world into math and English and literature and history, as if God would do that. No, they're all interlaced.
Yep.
And so really the thing is just to encourage that innate sense of curiosity and desire to learn. And what is the desire to learn? I mean, really, when it boils it down, the desire to learn is the quest for God, because God is truth, beauty, and goodness.
That's right.
And the desire to learn is the quest to know Him. And so really what we're doing when we are home educating is we're teaching our children to seek God first. And it looks like do your math homework. But it's more than that. In the beginning was the Word. God was the Word. And that's why it's so beautiful when you think about it. Math is a foreign language. Everything is a foreign language. We're constantly learning the Word.
Yeah.
All the time.
Everything we learn exposes who He is as Creator. Math exposes that He is a God of order, not chaos.
Right. Logic. That's right. Reasoning.
Yep. Yep. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Sam. You have been a delight this week. I've enjoyed having you on. Again, you guys listen to, or not listen, join Sam for her webinar. At homeschool help is what you're calling it. It's the homeschool help webinar.
I'm calling it homeschool help. I take live questions online. It's free. And if you want any information, go to samsorbo.com. Although I have to update the website with the information, but really the best thing to do is go to samsorbo.com, sign up for the emails. And I promise I won't inundate you with emails. But that's the best way for us to keep in touch, because I don't trust that that I'll be on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram necessarily, or that you'll be able to find me, or that you'll be able to see my postings. Sure. I am doing live postings on Instagram as well, but I don't know if my reach has been, well, I suspect that my reach has been diminished. Sure. On purpose. And then, of course, go pick up a copy of my new book, Words for Warriors.
Yep.
It's red, white, and blue and shiny. And it's just a fantastic sort of perusal of the words that we use in our vernacular today and what they really mean and what they really should mean. And we got to take back our language. We can't allow them. I mean, they've perverted the word Christian now. Hmm. Scary what they've done to our language. So
Christian means follower of Christ. That is who we are. And claim it or don't. But I claim it. I love Jesus. And
hallelujah.
My goal in life is to train my girls to do the same. So
yes.
Thank you, Sam, for your time today. Have a fantastic rest of the week, you guys. And we will see you back here on Monday with another fantastic episode of the Schoolhouse Rock podcast. See you then. Bye.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive, Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.